So what happened to this woman?
So we treated her with FOLFIRI. She was randomized to bethesuzumab and cetuximab. She had no major toxicity except grade 3 skin actor-like rash, and she continued to show response on CT scan. Because her disease was so extensive, we did not think she would become easily resectable. So we did CT scan every 6 weeks. Her tumors continued to shrink. And after 8 months, in combination with PET scan, we identified that there may be a way to resect her tumors, which are still active or visible on CT or PET.
What was going on with her primary?
The primary was resected before we started her on chemotherapy. So she underwent actually a left hemicolectomy prior to the start of chemotherapy.
Now she got FOLFIRI, Bev?
And cetuximab in 8045.
Right. Okay. You stated that she had a grade 3 rash. Well, how did it manifest itself? How did it affect her?
Right. So she was heavily counseled that this rash can happen, and she was aware the more skin toxicity she would develop, the more likely she would benefit from cetuximab treatment. Her rash was particular in the face, in the upper chest and upper back, the typical areas where you see the acne during puberty. Since she's a young woman and actually continued to work, she was a little bit embarrassed that people would look and stare at her since she had significant facial involvement. After we started her on doxycycline on a systemic protection, that actually corrected her skin rash very well and quickly, and the visible side effects were actually almost not any more detectable for patients or people who didn't know her.
So you considered hepatic resection?
Yes.
What happened? What'd you do?
So she was seen by our hepatobiliary surgeons. For patients with liver-limited disease, even not resectable, we actually include our hepatobiliary surgical team from the beginning. They deemed her unresectable, as mentioned before. We followed it up, and every 6 weeks with a new CT scan, they saw her in consultation. After 8 months, they decided that this actually would be a potential resectable situation. They did a trisegmentectomy and 2 veg resection and 1 high-frequency ablation. So really extended disease, and I think we are very fortunate to have a hepatobiliary surgical team which also does liver transplant, so they know the liver extremely well and were very aggressive.